Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 85. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 58. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with a high of 83. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing federal legislation coming out of the state of Texas concerning abortion pills being sold across the nation. Many Kansas abortion providers say that as of right now, the abortion pills are still accessible.
We continue to provide medication abortion in the same way we have for many years. We have to be on alert this week to see if anything changes.
That's Emily Wales, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood at Great Plains on KWCH News, where she says if the pills go away, it could be, quote, detrimental to many women.
Having this be potentially unavailable would be devastating. Now, we will have other medication abortion protocols available. We continue to make plans. We'll educate patients as needed.
According to some of the pro-life organizations that pushed the lawsuit out of Texas, they were challenging the health effects and safety of the medication, saying it's the next step after the reversal of Roe v. Wade.
We won Roe versus Wade after a 50-year protracted battle in the courts. We see nothing less with this. We will win. It might take time, but we're going to win.
Mid-American Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The latest national study from WalletHub.com released on the 2023's best and worst states for child health care shows that the state of Kansas is ranked in the middle of the pack, but slightly lower, ranking number 36 overall across the nation. WIBW reports that according to the report, they look at different data from children age 0 to 17 in excellent or very good health to pediatricians to family doctors per capita. In the number 36 ranking from the state of Kansas, they show that the Sunflower State ranks 39th for kids' health and access to health care and 28th nationwide for kids' nutrition, physical activity, and obesity, and number 20 for the kids' oral health. In the Mid-America region, Colorado ranks slightly higher, ranking number 17 overall, with 25th for kids' health care and access. Missouri coming in at 18th, Nebraska at 19th, with Oklahoma coming in towards the bottom of the list at number 44, ranking 47th for kids' nutrition and 48th for kids' oral health. The report shows that Nebraska also had the highest percentage of children with excellent or very good health.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the Doves program out of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, says they are trying to bring more attention to healing and self-care to try and battle sexual assault. As NBC Nebraska Scottsbluff reports, the Doves program is focusing on highlighting importance of healing and self-care and reminding individuals that healing is a process that requires time, patience, and support. As they say, they want to offer tips to help survivors make the process easier and get their life back on track. The Doves program says that some of the tips you can use is to ask a survivor how you can help them, respect them not enough to try and pity them, and ask if it's okay to hug or even touch them, and be okay if they say no.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday backed down from pursuing an eminent domain resolution that would assure public access for fishing at the Country Club Lake. After months of back and forth and legal wrangling with adjacent property owners, just two council members voted in favor of pursuing the matter by approving the resolution. Steve Prills and Chris Schraders had purchased properties west and immediately adjacent to the lake 2 years ago and argued they had property rights. Public access to the lake had been honored since it was created in the 1930s, and informal agreements with the previous property owners did allow access, but the Prills and Schraders could not come to agreement with the city on terms to allow public access after they complained about littering by the public. Council hesitated tackling the issue Monday, with some asking to table again until a full council was present. Mayor Jason Barnes noted some 90 years of public use and urged continuation. Todd Fry and Keith Beichman questioned taking property through eminent domain. Colleen Behrens spoke of public easement with continuous use for over 25 years that should be maintained. Jeff Keating made a motion to vote on the resolution after noting public responsibility in approaching landowners for access and maintaining it litter-free. Fry went on to say the property was purchased and access should have been disclosed. The mayor responded, this was an opportunity to remedy an issue that was confusing. Access to the lake was debated. A final roll call vote was defeated 2-6, with Parker Price and Colleen Behrens voting yes. Todd Fry, Jeff Keating, Lori Snellings, Keith Beichman, and Kyle Garacki voting against the resolution to acquire the shoreline property at the Country Club Lake by eminent domain to allow public access. In other business, a request for use of Headstrom Hall for Marysville Elementary was approved. It was estimated that will require some 30 man-hours to move equipment and storage. The Dog Park Committee requested placing some equipment and replacing some trees damaged last summer. Approval was granted for mosquito squad spraying parks and recreation areas this summer and for an overlay project at the airport. Low bid was $2,000 over the engineer's estimate, and it was approved for $567,000. City will match 10% with federal funding. Clarification was asked as to the status of street improvements along 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Approval was previously given to go out for engineering design ideas for that section. The city administrator advised the goal is to have a bid-worthy project by fall. An option of going to gravel was mentioned. It was noted that maintenance would be easier. However, no cost estimates were available and no action was taken. Approval was granted for use of the city park and pool for National Night Out August 1st, which Marysville Police are coordinating. Councilman Todd Fry asked about possible locations for overnight and longer-term truck parking in the community. City Administrator reported an average of 4 vehicles per month were using the free charging station downtown for electric vehicles. The city had installed the unit at a cost of $10,000, and it was noted that a full charge could take up to 7 hours. Red flag conditions continue for another day with continued dry conditions and winds aggravating spring pasture burns as rural departments answer multiple calls for burns out of control. Over 2,600 acres reportedly burned in the Fairbury area Wednesday, as the governor included Jefferson County among six in the state as disaster areas. Over 50 firefighters worked the blaze, as well as National Guard and a Guard helicopter dropping water. A significant pasture fire was noted in central Kansas as well, south of Junction City. Smoke's also a factor. Air quality alerts have been issued by the National Weather Service from northeast Kansas through the eastern third of Nebraska. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away April 2nd. After private burial at the Marysville City Cemetery, a celebration of life service is planned Friday, April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Duane L. Dankenbring, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday 4 until 6:30 at the church, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Duane Dankenbring. Sarah Jane Ross, age 80, of Meridian, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday 11 a.m. at the ward funeral home of Washington. Burial in the parallel cemetery at Clifton. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Jane Ross. Marvin L. Hack, age 88, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Lynn Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Hack. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork loin, baked potato, green beans, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken with mashed potatoes, peas, and apricots. KNDY News, time 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
City of Marysville Water Department advises they'll be replacing a broken valve at South 15th and Elm Streets Thursday afternoon, beginning around 1 o'clock. Water could be off for several hours. Please make arrangements to save some water for drinking purposes in the neighborhood of South 15th and Elm Streets in Marysville Thursday afternoon.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers are likely throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A chance for some showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And showers taper off early Saturday night, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 66. Record high on this date, 91. The average low 41 and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:54. Sunshine and 54 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 13th of April. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Bulls and Thunder earn one more chance to make it into the dance. Hey, everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. The 9th and 10th seeds in each NBA conference faced off in the play-in on Wednesday, looking to keep their hopes of making the playoffs alive. In Toronto, the Bulls called on the Raptors and trailed by as much as 16 in the second half, but the Bulls rallied late.
LaVine makes a run with 4 to shoot into the lane, puts it off the glass, and in. They can't stop LaVine in the second half.
On ESPN, LaVine had 39 to lead the Bulls to a 109-105 come from behind win. They move on to play Miami Friday night. In New Orleans, the Pelicans and Thunder were trying to meet the Timberwolves for the final playoff spot in the West, but the Thunder's young star shined down the stretch.
Gilgeous Alexander with a beautiful spin move into the paint.
ESPN Radio on the call. SGA ended the night with 32 points. Josh Giddey had 31 of his own. As the Thunder advanced, they beat the Pelicans 123-118. This is ABC Sports. On the ice, there was one more playoff spot up for grabs in the NHL Wednesday, and the Islanders wanted it as they hosted the Canadiens. Anders Lee capitalized on a power play to seal the game late.
To Aho, center point, wrist shot, deflected, they score! The captain, Anders Lee, with a beautiful redirect, and on a power play goal with under 4 minutes to go!
From the Islanders Radio Network, as the Isles take the final wild card spot in the East 4-2. The Rays remain undefeated to start the baseball season. They knocked off the Red Sox 9-7, and it was Randy Arozarena who got the bats started in the first inning.
On 2-1, sliced in the air to right. Heading back to his left is Verdugo. All the way back to the wall, and it's off the top of the wall, and gone! A three-run homer for Arozarena.
680 WDAE with the call. Wander Franco added three hits. The Rays are just one win short of the 1982 Braves record of 13 wins to begin a season. Brian Clark, ABC.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School, Marysville. Plant pickup is Thursday, 10 to 6. Your pre-orders through Janet's Jungle and the Good Shepherd Lutheran School will be available, and they will also have plants available for those who have not pre-ordered or if you want additional plants. Plant pickup Thursday, 10 to 6 at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville.
Hello, my name is Wes Anderson from Frankfort High School. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfort. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermilion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Thursday, April the 13th, and so before we get into the markets today, because they'll open up here in just a few, let's look back at yesterday, because yesterday might have an effect on today's market. Here's how your Wednesday ended. May corn, 656, up 5. Corn for July, 627 three quarters, and that's flat. Wheat for May, 679 and a half, up 5 and a half. July wheat, 687, up 3. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for May, 863 and a half. That's down 4 3/4. July Kansas City wheat, 846 and a quarter. Down 3 3/4. Minneapolis wheat for May, 860. Down 2 1/4. July Minneapolis wheat, 860. That's down 3. May oats, down 4 1/2 at 335 3/4. July oats down 4, 333 and 3/4. Looking at May soybeans, finishing 1504 and a quarter, up 7. July soybeans finished at 1472 and a quarter, up 1. Looking at soybean oil for May, $54 even, down 89 cents. July soybean oil, 5416, down 85 cents. Cotton for May, 8245, final price, down 30 cents. July cotton, down 52 cents at $82.39. Taking a look at live cattle, 174.27 and a half, up $1.97 and a half. High was 174.32 and a half, low 172.30. Feeder cattle for April, $202.22 and a half cents, up 12.5 cents. High was 203.50, low 201.62.5. And that's a look at yesterday. We'll follow the markets here in just a few.
As technology continues to advance, some producers are adopting new practices. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Precision Agriculture economist Terry Griffin gives insight on the rate at which technology in the world of precision agriculture is being adopted by producers.
When the concept was in its infancy, let's say in the 1990s, we used the word precision agriculture, and it implied a few things. In reality, precision may not have been the best word then. But over time, that word, which largely reflected the equipment that was used within the farm gates, has evolved into a term, digital agriculture, because a large portion of the emphasis has been on the use of data that come from that equipment and other sources. So we're using a more of a broad term, digital agriculture, to reflect precision ag and other information technologies applied to agriculture.
Griffin explains the difference between automated guidance technologies and data technologies and how they impact adoption trends.
Automated guidance, automated section control, and so forth endows the operator with lots of high technology, but it's such that they do not have to know much about the technology to make use of it. That's the opposite when it comes to data. With automated guidance, it's readily adopted. And if you ask farmers, for instance, you know, if I came to your farm and removed the technology and you couldn't get it back, how much would you pay me for that not to happen? But what if we make it a little bit more complicated? As a benefit, what about the quality of life? On the cost side, the opposite of quality of life we would think of as human capital. It's not costless to arrive at. We have to invest time and effort to learn how to do something, maybe even money. Well, the same is true of data technologies. It takes more skill to make use of it than it did without the technology. So the quality of life and human capital ratio, I believe, helps explain a lot about the adoption trends.
He continues by sharing advice for producers considering adopting new practices.
The costs are much easier to estimate because, you know, we can see the cost, you know, from a dealership, for instance. We know exactly how much investment we'll need to make. The benefit side is more vague, and we need to ask ourselves, will the perceived benefits outweigh the total cost? And if the answer is no, then I think that answers their question. They shouldn't, you know, go any further. And the fear of missing out should not go into the decision-making process. A lot of producers have explained that they feel like they're getting left behind. Their neighbors and competing farmers have more technology, but that's not a good reason to adopt. A good reason to adopt is when the benefits outweigh the cost.
That's K-State Precision Agriculture economist Terry Griffin with insight on the rate at which technology in the world of precision agriculture is being adopted by producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Big sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Over 2,700 early consignments, including 20 mostly black cow-calf pairs with Charlie calves running age, 60 black fall bred cows bred to red and black, 3 to 7-year-old cows, 25 red steers and heifers weighing 350 to 450, 17 mixed steers and heifers 350 to 550, 40 black steers and heifers 375 to 475, 9 weighing 4 to 5, 7 in at 4 to 5, 21 weighing 4 to 5, 22 black and red steers and heifers 4 to 5, 25 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 13 black mostly steers and a few heifers weighing 4 to 5, 50, 15 mostly black steers and heifers 4 to 5 and a half, 60 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 60 black and Charlie steers and heifers 4 to 6, 15 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 55 Charlie cross steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6. 45 red Angus steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds. Seventy mostly black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 70 black and red steers and heifers 5 to 650. 39 black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 73 weighing in at 5 to 650. 30 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 40 black steers and heifers at 5 to 7, 59 mostly black and mixed steers 5 to 7, 90 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 40 mostly black yearling steers 550 to 575, 17 black and Charlie steers and heifers 5.5 to 6, 44 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 650. 45 black and mixed steers never 550 to 650. 30 black steers never 6 to 6.5. 25 black and red steers 6 to 750. 160 black and red heifers weigh 6 to 8. 17 Charley Cross yearling steers 700 pounds. 15 black and white face heifers weigh 7 to 750. 7 Charley heifers 850 to 9. 60 mostly black yearling steers weigh 875. 60 mixed yearling steers 900, 9 and a quarter. Again, a lot of cattle in, over 2,700 early consignments with start time 10 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life, it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we will find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Thomas Jefferson was born on this day, and in 1963, baseball's Pete Rose got his first major league hit. There's a surprising amount of folklore surrounding the act of spitting. For good luck, sailors spit on their ships, fishermen spit in the water, and back when kids played with marbles, they'd spit on them. Even today, it's not unusual to spit on our hands before tackling a tough job. As it turns out, saliva may have more going for it than spreading germs. Researchers wondering why animals lick their wounds have found a protein in saliva that speeds up the healing process. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. Sunshine, 54 degrees, middle 80s. Unseasonably warm conditions again today. South winds continue surging in. Dry conditions prevail. Red flag warnings posted for fire danger.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals bats came alive last night in the final game of the series with Texas. The Royals were down 0-2 in the series, but not after last night as they get a 10-1 win. The Royals managed 14 hits. Bobby Witt Jr. got 3 hits last night, scored a run, had 1 RBI. He also had something fun happen last night during his last at-bat when he sliced a foul ball right to his dad in a suite. Bobby Witt Sr. caught the ball. It's the first time he has ever caught a foul ball, and it came from his son. Afterwards, it was signed, hit by Bobby Witt Jr., caught by Bobby Witt Sr. with the date. If you have plans to go to Kauffman Stadium for a game this year, you will notice something a little bit different with this year's pitch clock making games shorter. It has allowed fans now at 5 different baseball stadiums to buy beer a little bit later on in the game. Alcohol sales used to be cut off at the bottom of the 7th. They are now cut off at the bottom of the 8th at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Loving you makes me a better man. There's things I don't know how to do, but you make me think I can. I've got a long way to go, but I know what I know like the back of my hand. Loving you makes me a better man. I've been wrong. say. Time after time I've been lost, just couldn't find my way. I've got a mind of my own now that I